In 1992, a train derailment spilled a toxic stew of chemicals near Superior, forcing some 50,000 people to evacuate. From that, a state hazardous spills response plan was drawn up. But a new two-year study says the 9/11 attacks have changed the game. So State Emergency Management Administrator Brian Satula wants four regional hazmat teams in Milwaukee, Madison, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Eau Claire to be able to respond to chemical emergencies and weapons of mass destruction.
In this proposed system, we are going to develop that capability as well. We'll provide even coverage across the state at all levels.
Satula says hazmat teams in Superior, La Crosse, Wausau, and Racine will see substantial cuts. But with money going to neighboring smaller cities, they'll be able to get help if they need it.
The beauty of this system is that all of the teams are interoperable. So that means that each of the teams, regardless whether they're type 1 or type 3, can operate at a type 3 level.
Type 3 is able to respond to basic emergencies like petroleum leaks. Douglas County Emergency Management Director Keith Kessler says the proposal is getting support and criticism from his colleagues. He sees the logic but has lots of questions.
In the long haul, is the plan going to cost more? Is it going to cost less? Is it going to be sustainable? Or for that matter, some of the departments that are listed in there as providing services, do they even have the equipment to do it? And with the funding that's being provided, can they acquire the equipment?
This month, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee ordered a different plan be presented by April. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.